podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by The Time Fix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Ratz-Prosser and
Pooja Kilka,
your hosts today.
Hello.
We're back.
We are back.
For another week.
Yes, we are.
Well, we're doing a good job with this, Pooja.
We are. We have to pat ourselves on the back. Since we started off again this year, we have been quite consistent at putting one episode out every week. So
pat on the shoulder,
absolutely.
This podcast has never been this consistent before.
It might be the Pooja effect.
I like that, the Pooja effect. Maybe I should actually
use
that more. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I was thinking that maybe we should talk about a very interesting topic today.
Yes.
Because the other day we were at a networking event and someone was talking about work-life balance. And it just hit me. Maybe we should talk a little bit about this because we do have a very twisted way of talking about this. I mean, it's twisted from the perspective of social concepts and the way that people usually look at this. But I do believe that it's worth spending just a few thoughts on what is this whole work-life balance thingy?
I know. We need to actually define it from our perspective because we have a different view on it. When you say work-life balance...
Can I say that I'm going to interrupt you here? It was just a funny story. The other day, I was with my girls and I don't even know, someone was talking about work-life balance. And then Luca came up to me and she was like, oh... Something's wrong with that sentence. Oh, I know, Mom. We always talk about life-work harmony. And then she was trying to put things in a different context and she just couldn't get out of that life-work harmony concept. So she was like, you did this to me, Mom.
Yes.
I can't even say it,
anymore. Only because, you know what? Funnily enough, when you talk about work-life balance, I have never liked that word. Even before I started working in this space. And I could not put my finger on it, why I did not like talking about it. But now that I work in this space more and more, I know why I didn't like it. Because when you talk about work-life balance, balancing is an act.
100%.
You're adding one more thing to your list of things to do in the day.
and wait for it. We're human beings. Lazy.
Exactly. And human beings have progressed in technology so much so that they can make their life easier.
Why
isn't it?
Why have
we made things so much easier for ourselves? And in the end, to add work-life balance, which is another thing to do on top of the million things you have to do in the day. So somehow innately, I did not ever like that word. But now it makes sense to me more and more as to why I don't like that phrase.
I suppose this should be a second nature and it should be something that we do without really thinking about it. Yet when it comes to work-life balance, it seems to be one of the biggest problems people come to us with.
They do, because they are not being able to achieve. And we constantly talk about the fact that, you know, words have power. And the reason why they don't achieve what they are needing to achieve is because the phrase itself sets them up for failure.
It's like everything else.
Absolutely.
Mean, if you dwell a little bit in nutrition, we all know that plant-derived nutrition is always more powerful than your chemical-derived nutrition. So it's exactly the same thing. We're lazy to absorb, and our body is lazy when it comes to absorbing the right stuff. Even if you feed the right stuff to it, if it's not in the right form, then it will just not do it. And I reckon it's the same with this concept of work-life balance.
And our brains are a part of our body. It does not absorb something easily if it is going to be a hard concept to absorb. So
it's hard work.
It is hard work.
It just makes work sound hard.
It does. And also another reason why I've never liked the phrase is because it puts work before life. Now, when did work become more important than life?
I don't know, but definitely when you start to think about the world and the cultural differences and that fine line between how much do you have to work in order to be able to live, you'll find some interesting things.
Yes.
And I think, it was a long, long time ago. But I read this study around where they looked at Bushmen.
Yeah.
And they were all about how much time do you really spend every week in finding food in a very arid, nasty environment.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they weren't spending more than a third of their week into that space. It was even something very crazily low when it came to finding food, because what is work giving us?
Yes, food in the end.
It's food. A bit extended.
It's also,
it does give you a Gucci too if you're smart enough and you get enough money. But in the end, it's all about living yes. expenses. If you put it in perspective,
and also living a life that you would have dreamt of growing up. So while work does give you all of that, along the way, when you keep talking about work-life balance, doing life is forgotten.
Absolutely.
And you start living to work rather than working to live.
And how about we just mention here that I think life becomes, again, a priority or slides at front of mind when you start having a family.
Absolutely.
Of some description. Because then suddenly it's not just you. There's other people that are important around you.
Yeah.
And you suddenly realize that you have to donate some of your time to them. And
yeah.
you have to figure it out. And you have to work towards bringing life to the forefront of mind. The problem is, and we see it again and again and again, it's not that simple.
No.
Once you are in that wheel of work, stopping that and bringing life to the front of mind is not easy.
It's not easy. And it's not easy. That's why sometimes in our line of work, we always like to call it life-work harmony. And while a lot of people have a problem with the word harmony because it might come across as this woo-woo concept that that does not resonate with them, I would suggest find a synonym that is similar rather than using the word balance.
And let us know too.
Because
we would love to find out.
For us, the word life work harmony resonates. And the reason why it resonates is because me especially, I related to harmony in music. And when harmony in music sounds really good when the right notes are put together. And for me, life work harmony becomes that beautiful song that you sing every day that makes you want to live more and more better in life, right?
Absolutely.
So, that's when work, you live, you don't live to work, you work to live.
Absolutely.
And give your family and your people the life that they want, they deserve, and they can appreciate, because then they have you present in their life as well.
Absolutely. Well, the hardest thing is to break those habits that make us become workaholics. And it's very interesting how when we bump into those young people who young meaning at their early stages of their career, when they feel like they have to work more and more and more in order to succeed. And I'm not saying that you don't have to work. I mean, I totally agree that you have to work, and working hard is part of my upbringing.
Yeah.
But forgetting to live, it's a problem.
Yes. And it becomes a problem when you put everything else above, or rather putting work above everything else in your life. And that's when the actual problem starts, because you've suddenly forgotten what it is that makes you tick. What is it that you love doing? What are your hobbies? There are people that you can ask easily, what is it that you love to do? Or what are the foods you like to eat? And they might not have an answer for it.
Why are you going to work?
Exactly. Who are you creating that wealth for? When you ask them that, they don't have an answer because they haven't had taken the time to stop and think, what is all of this work and wealth being created for?
And let's point out that when you have children, all these things shift and somehow fall into a trench and into a clear direction, because suddenly you have younglings around you who drive, you know, that question, who are you creating wealth for?
Yeah.
But if you are in that category who will never have children, by decision, by design, by whatever, it's easy to lose sight of that big question, who are you creating wealth for? And there's nothing wrong to say it's for me.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong to say that. But I definitely believe that it is very, very important to make sure that you're not just working, but you are actually figuring out that fine line between work and life. And we often hear, oh, I'm doing this because I want to travel. And yet 5 years down the track, even though you might have the wealth, the money, anything and everything that you need to do that traveling, you still not do it.
Exactly. Because you're afraid to take the time away that you need. So while all of this change might seem hard, it's not that hard to create a habit around it. Find a way to catch yourself thinking every time you say work-life balance. Find a way to flip it and start talking more about life-work harmony.
So if you're a treasurer, I can tell you for sure from personal experience that a jar where you throw a coin in every time you use this phrase the wrong way goes a long way.
It does. And while think about it as savings for something nice for yourself, the more you fill it, the more it reminds you that you're not sticking to your...
Oh, that's dangerous, Pooja. That's dangerous. I might do the wrong thing just to collect money.
Oh, gosh. That's... But, you know, you get the point. Find a way in which you can check yourself, correct yourself, and catch yourself thinking about things that puts work ahead of life so that you can change things around and start creating that life that you want and deserve and have a bit of peace of mind around it.
And here's another thing. If you find yourself that you are in that space where you ask yourself this question and you don't know the answer, you don't know why do you really work, you don't really have that the clear drive behind it, you just do it because anyone and everyone is doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're doing it because you love your work. But that's not good enough.
No.
That's not good enough. I really would love to challenge anyone and everyone who's on this call and listens to this episode and does not have a good, solid reason why they work. Go find and create a bucket list.
Yeah.
A bucket list will definitely help you figure out what are the things that you want to do that are not work-related and that would motivate you to... in a different manner, and that could bring to the forefront of mind, you know, that concept of living and working to live and not live to work.
Absolutely. And again, like we said before, if the word harmony doesn't resonate, find another synonym that resonates with you. Any other word but balance. That's for sure. That's for sure.
And flip it.
And so flip it.
Let's start talking about life work, not work life.
Absolutely.
Because the moment that you start prioritizing life, you will find very creative ways of being productive and getting things done so that you have a real chance of living life at its full.
And finding those little things that as you were growing up, you would have said, when I grow up, I'm going to be whatever. Some of your dreams might not be doable anymore for any number of reasons. It could be cost or maybe the age has passed. But in some way, shape or form, you can still live those little dreams that you had while growing up. You can create that time. You can create that space. You can hold space for your family if that's what you want to do. Hold space for your partner or somebody in your life that's of significance, so that you are not constantly thinking about something else while you are in that space. So it's very important to rethink the way you do work, the way you do life. And the way to start off with is to be really mindful of the words you use around them.
100%, because we always say,
words have power.
And who is listening all the time?
It's only you who's listening all the time.
100%. Anything and everything you say, you will listen.
That's true, Ildi.
So this is all we had time for today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time. See you next time.